Hey, what's up, everybody? Movie Bonfire, Friday the 13th Marathon, Part 10.
Part X.
We're still loving it. This is Bracken.
And this is Zach. And
oh, wait a minute.
Wait, what's that sound?
What's that sound we're not hearing?
It's the lack of will in the room.
We are will-less today.
Yeah, we have no will. My will to live is gone after watching this movie, personally. But, well,
First, we should probably discuss why Will's not here.
Yeah, so it's like he was going to do this.
He was walking with us.
Yeah, and then this miniature version of Jason was like, no.
No.
You shall not.
You can't have two lunches. No.
So he stopped in his tracks, just like many of our victims have in this series, and stared for a while.
Yep. Unbelieving.
Unbelieving. Not believing what his eyes and ears were telling him was true. And ultimately, he was defeated.
Yep. Well, you can't defeat Jason. We've learned that how many times?
In this movie, we learn it again and again.
Just so, when you think you got him.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Will.
So, yeah, Will is the latest victim of Mini Jason. So we're mourning him. We'll have a moment of silence. And begin.
All right. So, Jason X. Is that... That's all it's called. It doesn't have a subtitle.
Nope. Doesn't need one.
Doesn't need one. I think it says, Evil Gets an Upgrade is the tagline.
That's a tagline, yeah.
There was another tagline. I think it's a subtitle. It said something like, The Perfect 10 in Horror. This Halloween, gosh. Witnessed the Perfect 10 in Horror. Something like that.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't see that tagline.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't.
So, this is kind of like... Jason gets aboard, like, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, kind of shitty, futuristic.
Well, let's start from the
spaceship.
Beginning.
Okay.
First thing that attracted me to this movie, Jason's just there. They're like, you know what, we're not going to try to come up with anything. You know, okay, he went to hell in the last one, whatever. He's there. No explanation, nothing. They're just like, you know what, accept it.
And totally rejuvenated. He's not... skeleton, he's not a monster. Nope. He's just a big dude. He's got ears.
Yeah.
He's got hair.
Skin. Like real skin.
Yeah.
That's the other part. I was like, wow, this is a real Jason.
Yeah.
This isn't just like, rah. I mean, sure, he was still invincible.
He's a mutant now.
Yeah.
I think this is Jason X as in Jason X-Men.
He's got Wolverine's ability.
They say that. There's some scientists that are studying him and saying, his powers of rejuvenation are... We have to study this.
Yeah. So, first interesting note that I didn't know if you saw. This was directed by James Isaac, who I didn't know who that was, but I took a look at James Isaac.
And who is James Isaac?
He worked in the past with David Cronenberg.
Oh.
Who, as you may have seen, is the doctor at the beginning of Jason X.
Oh.
The doctor that comes in with all the soldiers to profit from Jason, they're going to move him.
I didn't notice
that. That is David Cronenberg.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't notice that either.
Has he acted before?
I have no idea.
I mean, the majority of the cast here hasn't, I can tell. I didn't know if Cronenberg had.
He was actually pretty decent, so I assume maybe he has. Yeah. Or he's been around acting enough.
He's been around enough actors to know what to do.
So I was excited because James Isaac was involved with Existence, Naked Lunch, The Fly, Virtuosity, good films.
What was he? He was like a on-set...
Special/ visual effects.
Oh.
Yeah. So he wasn't directing those.
Okay. But he learned
obviously
a few things.
Obviously, because Cronenberg was.
Yeah.
So yeah, that excited me right then, just learning that, because I'm like, this film is beautifully shot.
Oh.
You have to admit that.
Oh, yes.
It is very well
made. It's beautifully shot with the camera capabilities of the camera they're using. It's got like a made-for-TV quality. I'll give you that the shots look nice, but it has like a made-for-TV film quality, right?
You think?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have like a film. It looks like a digital, maybe. Maybe
yeah,
film. Maybe it's like 16mm as opposed to 35.
I don't
know.
That's what I liked about it. It's to me, it stood out quite a bit from the other ones. I felt like, okay, we're working with new technology here.
Yeah.
Everything in here seems new.
Yeah.
And it was glossy and it looked good and the lighting was perfect and
I can really see that if I was watching this on the Sci-Fi Channel, I might be like, hey, Nice quality you got there. This was definitely made for this TV.
Yeah, as soon as any of the actors open their mouths, you're like, wow, this isn't even good enough for TV. But the acting was horrible. There's no way around it.
Yeah, and those special effects. Yeah. I mean, you gotta give me those. Those were pretty bad. My wife did a 40-minute short science fiction film back in the day, mm-hmm. and it kind of had the same technology going with that CGI. Like with those explosions. Yeah. Oh yeah, just like that. And the whole like explosion. Oh, everybody shakes and falls. There was a lot of that.
Yeah.
It was different.
True.
I'll give you that much. Jason comes out and somehow he escapes from his they got him chained up at the beginning.
Right.
And he's just there like you say. And then somehow he gets out of those chains.
There's a little swaparoo with the guy that tries to cover him up.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how he does it. Maybe he teleports out of the chains. I don't know.
He's done it before.
So anyway, another thing. They just, you know what? We don't need to explain these things. This is Jason. Shut up. It's Jason.
Shut up. If you're watching this, you probably don't care. Yeah. I think that was their mentality making this movie. If you were going to see Jason X in space, you don't care why he can escape from chains.
You just want to make sure he kills all those guards.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's great. So he does. He kills all the guards. And we have one little chick who lures him somehow into the cryogenic freezer. You know, Jason doesn't understand these things. Yeah, you know?
He's from the past. He's from 1979.
Crystal Lake, dude.
Yeah.
You know.
He doesn't understand this kind of stuff. He's like wandering around like, where are you taking me? That's his thoughts. Obviously, he doesn't speak.
Oh, dude, no.
Yeah.
Little head jiggles all you get from him, from Jason. Which, you know, I thought Kane Hodder, is that the guy that plays Jason? I thought he did a pretty good job as Jason.
Yeah. Jason's getting more and more lively with every film.
Yeah.
He started out when Kane Hodder was playing him as like a stiff, kind of walks around. In this one, he's like, whoop, 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 walking around, looking around.
Yeah, the Uber Jason, as Wikipedia calls him, after he gets his upgrade.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
That's just ridiculous. So, one of the things that was good and bad for me in this movie was the sense of humor that they worked in.
Oh, God. Is that what you call it?
Let me give you an example of good sense of humor that I thought was freaking excellent. When they do the Crystal Lake image, the simulation.
Yeah.
And the girls are there. We're going to smoke a joint. Maybe drink. We love premarital sex.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
That was hilarious.
And then he beats them to death in their own sleeping bags.
That was
exactly
great.
Like he did with the girl in part 7.
Yeah.
He's like, Jason's like, oh, I've done this before. Bam, bam, bam. That was good.
They crawled into the sleeping bags just inviting him to do it.
Yeah.
You know? I loved that part. That was hilarious. Bad humor. Oh, it's going to take more than that to kill this old dog. Another machete comes through. Oh, yep, that ought to do it.
Oh, my God. All those jokes. And that was Candyman. The Candyman does not say things like that. That's when I was like, I got to draw a line here. You can't make Candyman say these things to me.
Yeah.
And did you see the joke when the guy had the big drill screw through him?
Yes.
Hey, how's he doing? He's screwed.
He's screwed.
Oh, my gut, it's going to burst.
Yeah, that would fall into the bad category. In fact, I think there might only be one thing in the good category.
Yeah. The rest, I think, kind of stands alone.
So, but yeah, that was funny. That was good. Also, I liked how we're in this world of technology, but Jason completely resists all technology.
Oh, yeah.
Does he need technology to be revived?
No.
From his cryogenic state? All he needs is some people to go have premarital sex.
And it wakes him up. The girl's orgasm wakes him up from his cryogenic stasis. He's like, wait, people having sex? Mm-mm.
Not on my ship.
Not when I'm cryogenically frozen. Even she takes... Doesn't the woman takes his eyeball out?
Yeah.
And he's like, boop. I can still look around with my other eye.
He's like, whatever. I got a hockey mask. You can't see.
There's so many things. The woman takes his hockey mask off when she's doing surgery on him. Looks at his face. We don't get to see it. Then puts the hockey mask back on.
Yeah, it shows a quick view of it.
Did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I missed it.
It was pretty messed up. But the thing was, like, the hockey mask, like, pulled off a lot of the skin that was still frozen to it. So then she just shoves it back on.
Yeah, and pushes it on. Like, this is staying on there.
Which is great. The first kill. Was that not a great one? Head into the
freezing. The first kill on the spaceship.
Yeah, on the spaceship.
In 2010, next year, when these events take place next year, he kills a few guards.
That was just old head. You know?
Yeah, that was like, well, I don't know. He uses a chain to get a guy like 20 feet away.
That's true, yeah.
That's his X-Men superpowers coming into play. The first kill was very sweet. He like, what was that he put her face in?
That was it liquid nitrogen?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think so.
He shoves this doctor woman's face into some liquid nitrogen, then brings her out and breaks her face apart.
And the great part, we get that shot from in the water where she's screaming and everything freezes. That's great. I'm like, that is just beautiful.
That was nice.
And, you know, I was hoping for some more of that, but didn't.
No. I like what she was wearing as a very professional medical student on a high technology ship 450 years in the future. She's wearing a little mini tank top kind of a thing that comes just below her breasts. That's what I would imagine a doctor would wear when operating.
Oh, or the other chick that had like just two sides that barely covered her breasts.
I mean, this is the future we're talking about. People probably won't even be wearing clothes by then.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to need them for?
Yeah.
It's only 450 years in the future.
450 years in the future. Oh, God.
Going to Earth 2.
Earth 2. Yeah, Earth 1 is uninhabitable now.
Yep.
Or Earth Prime.
Is that what they call it?
That's what this Earth is called.
Earth Prime.
Yeah. And they're trying to get to Earth 2.
Yep.
Where they now live. We can only assume that's like maybe Mars.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Some nearby planet that we've been able to colonize.
It's probably another exact Earth replica found in another solar system, you know.
Probably.
Light parsecs
away. It took them, you know, a good hour to get there, so. It's probably in another solar system.
Did they go to hyperspace?
I think they did, actually.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, they did. They went something that was, what, 1970s George Lucas came up with?
They're like
450 years later, they're still using it.
Sure, hyperspace. Duh. Everybody uses hyperspace.
This is really Jason sci-fi. It's completely... I guess it's not completely separate from horror. It's not horror. It can't be horror, can it? Where would you classify this? Would you classify... Like, if you were sitting here, you own this DVD rental store, and you're holding Jason X, and you look out into your store, which section do you put it in?
Sci-fi or horror?
Yeah. Or do you just get two copies of it? And put one in sci-fi and one in horror.
Is there like a middle? Like, can I put
like
it right
where they join, like
sections?
Right next to Alien?
Yeah.
Just put it there?
Yeah, exactly. Wherever Aliens goes, I'll just put Jason X with it.
Yeah. I guess that would be horror then.
Actually, you'd have to put it with horror because it had to be by the other Jasons.
Yeah, otherwise they'd be like, hey, where's Jason X, the best of the series? I can't find it.
You're like, wait, I know the Dewey Decimal System and Jason X is not here.
Wait, it's not even called Friday the 13th, anything.
No, it's just Jason X.
I just realized that. They just changed Jason X. Huh.
Because, you know, there's no Friday the 13th anymore. That's the past.
That's
we're in the future
in
now.
In the 21st century. In 20th century.
They don't want to identify with the series because they're not continuing the story.
Yeah. So. Actually, this is the first movie in the 21st century.
Yeah,
all the other ones were...
2001.
1993 was the last one.
93 to 2001.
8 years. If they would have just waited 2 more years, they could have had the Freddy versus Jason showdown that they promised us in 93.
But then we would have missed this gem.
The space gem.
So we've got Jason, who's revived. He's going around. I thought it was really cool. Like, they did the thing that you would expect them to do. They said, okay, everybody get in a central location together.
Yeah.
All the soldiers go and try to take care of this. I mean, I thought... They,
that's
like,
smart.
Made smart moves.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not like previous movies where they're like, let's split up.
Let's all run in different directions.
What? And unfortunately, what they didn't realize is all the soldiers were going to die.
Yeah. I did like also that we have this corrupt doctor character that wants to keep Jason alive so he can sell him. And he tries to convince the soldier, the captain, to do that. And you're thinking, oh no, this captain's going to make a terrible decision. But instead, the captain's
aliens
like...
all over again.
Yeah. The captain's like, no, yeah. We're going to kill him. I like that decision, too.
Yeah, where he's like, I promised we'd keep him alive. I promised the doctor to keep him alive, so get a leg after you kill him so we can at least say we tried.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, because I thought that was like a direct tie into Aliens, how it's like so many times the plot is furthered just because somebody wants to keep the alien alive.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we're not doing that.
Not in this one. In this one, Jason's just unbeatable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all our soldiers die. Yeah. And then we just have a group of frightened people, med students.
Another important thing to mention, since we talked about all the soldiers dying, Candyman gets revived by this nanotechnology, the same nanotechnology that puts the kid's arm back on.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what I love about this is they've got all this technology, and what happens? Jason inadvertently uses the same technology.
Yeah, that's true.
Not that he's trying to.
No.
It's like, but he uses it against
him. He would have been okay anyway.
Well, eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
He would have regrown his head.
Yeah. So, this was an interesting point. There's a woman who cryogenically frozen. I don't think we mentioned this. They unthaw her 450 years later.
Right.
She's like immediately freaking out. Oh my God, Jason, OMG, you gotta kill him.
Yeah.
And so we use this technology to do that, to replace a kid's arm, to bring Candyman, heal him. We get this android that just destroys Jason.
Yeah.
Blows him apart. Blows his head off, puts his legs off, his arm off.
Not even a contest.
Yeah. Not even hard. Even though this woman from the past has said, we couldn't execute him.
Yeah.
We tried to electrocute him, which obviously we know from part 7, part 8. Was there another one where he got electrically brought back to life?
Part 6. The New Blood. That's how he got his superpowers.
Yeah. 6, 7, and 8. He got electrified back to life. So we know electrocution won't work. They tried it anyway.
Probably going to make him stronger.
Then they tried to shoot him. Hang him, lethal injection, nothing would work.
Yeah.
Apparently they didn't try cutting his fucking head off. Because this android blows his head off and Jason is dead.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, he has died on the operating table where the nanotechnology brings people back to life.
Yeah.
And it can't find, what does it say?
Well, he's missing a lot of tissue because he blew half his head off, etc. So that's why when he comes back, his face and his one arm and his one leg are all metal, because it goes around its surrounding and finds metal and reconstructs with that.
It says, like, tissue, lacking tissue
to
complete assignment or something.
Insufficient tissue.
Found
or something.
And so we have Terminator Jason with red eyes
and
a steel hockey mask, and then he's stomping around the ship.
Yeah. That part sucked. Terminator Jason was just bad.
Yeah. Only that part?
Up until that point, I was really, really liking this movie.
Really?
I was. I mean, despite the bad acting, despite the retarded humor and all the wrong spots, I was really liking it, because I'm like, this is a well-made film. You know, we've got some good surprises and twists so far. Like, oh, that android will never kill Jason. Bam, dead, like, immediately.
That's true. I didn't expect that to happen.
Jason gets a taste of what it's like to be completely powerless against something, which, you know, that's brand spanking new. So I was really liking it, and then all of a sudden we've got Robo Jason, and I'm like, damn it, I really wanted to like this movie.
Jason's so powerful now, in fact, that when their ship opens up and the deep vortex of space is sucking everything out of the ship, Jason somehow punches his way back into the ship. He's out in space, and it doesn't crush him.
Nope.
He's just like, oh, what? I'm back in the ship. And
well, I'm sure his lungs got damaged, so he probably had, like, metal lungs.
You know? Oh, yeah, that's true.
He's just like,
I will find air in this somewhere.
As much as, you know, being in space is damaging him, he's just healing that fast.
Yeah, he's more powerful now.
Exactly.
So then the whole ship blows up.
Yeah.
And Jason still is coming after him. He's because the explosion sends him towards the new ship that they're on.
Catapults directly at it.
Directly at them. And they're looking out the window like, oh shit, Jason is coming straight for us. But then
Candyman
shows up in his red spacesuit.
Somehow gets a ridiculous trajectory to sideswipe him. I don't know how he manages
to change. He's awesome. He's Candyman. He's like thinking, he probably calculated it and was like, if I go right this way, I'll grab him.
You know, he probably used the gravitational pull of that planet to change his trajectory. I don't know how he calculated it so fast.
Yeah. He's think amazing. If he would have been 1 second off, it would have been like, oh, Jason's coming. Oh, look. Oh, no, he missed. Jason still got us. But Candyman grabs Jason and basically rides him like a surfboard into the atmosphere of, I guess this is Earth 2. And they both burn up. Oh, I guess it would be. As they come through the atmosphere. And then we see, a shooting star.
Let's go check it out.
Let's go look.
Just in case they want to do a sequel.
Yeah. And then Jason's crispy mask falls right into this lake.
Yep.
I brought a tear to my eye.
It's kind of like bringing things full circle, you know?
Yeah.
Except it was a really broken circle. I wonder if
they actually... That shooting star happened in 1958. Or 57. What year was it? 57 that he died.
57 is when he died, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's when that shooting star... he hit him so hard, Candyman hit him so hard, it went back into the past.
Or maybe he landed in some toxic waste, which turned him back into a boy again, and then he went and drowned.
Maybe 9 comes before, right in between 8 and 9. I mean, 10 comes in between 8 and 9.
It could be. I mean, he's just there. We don't know.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, you know, there's good things and there's bad things about this movie. I'm willing to accept that. But overall, I actually like this one better than 8 and 9.
Really?
Yes, I did. Because 8 and 9 was just the same stuff. Or ridiculous variations like, oh, special knife and glowy special effects.
I guess my thing is I'm taking points back to 8 because it was made in 1989. So I'm like, okay, I forgive you for sucking. Whereas this one was made in 2001, and I'm like, I can't forgive you. Like, maybe in 10 years, I'll be like, oh, yeah, Jason X is a far superior film. But looking at it now, I'm like, no.
Well, it depends on how you judge films. I mean, if we go by script and performance of actors, okay, it's pretty subpar. Especially what it should be, you know what I mean? I mean, because, man, if this had a little bit better of a story, touched up a few places...
If they had more budget, I think it could have been good.
Yeah.
All that special effects, oh, man, they needed to get that out of there. They would drag on showing these explosions, and it's like, basically, they're showing off that they have no budget for special effects. I was like, don't rub it in. We're kind of aware of it.
And the big monsters in the one simulation.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Like, really? Really, people?
So... Overall, I say, again, I think I've said this for the last 4 movies or 5 movies. Worst one of the series. Again. No, this is what killed, this killed Jason. This was like it. I think they knew it going in even. They were like, we gotta send Jason to space. There's nowhere else to go. Unless, if they copy Leprechaun, where can a bad guy go from space? To the hood. If Jason goes to the hood, we'll be back. But otherwise, no. Jason's gone.
Yeah, well, I kind of respect where they go from here. They're like, okay, we've got to do something. Let's do either cross-genre, or let's just start over.
Yeah.
So, they did that from here, so that was good.
Smart move.
I don't know, I really was endeared to this film, and I don't know why. I think, like, the beginning of it just shocked me into thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I was expecting this big steaming pile of poop. And this poop looks pretty good at first. I mean, it gets, you know...
It's got so much frosting on it. Like, once you put a little frosting on this poop...
Maybe it's a donut. I don't know. So, I don't know. I liked it. But I wouldn't say it was better than... only 8 and 9 fall below this one for me.
Which were the shittiest.
Yeah, really bad.
Yeah, before this one. So, yeah. That's respectable. It's a respectable opinion, because 8 and 9 were really shitty, so yeah. I can see that.
So, Todd Farmer wrote the script for this.
Todd.
So I'm blaming Todd for part of it. Todd. He was also like grunt number 2 in one of the scenes, so maybe he should have just stayed with grunt number 2.
Yeah, Todd, you should have just stuck with being grunt number 2. You know what, they might have just picked a random cast member and blamed the script on them. Yeah. Like, pick an extra. Oh, yeah, Todd Farber. That sounds like a writer. Give it to him.
Do you ever write stuff? Poems.
Great. You wrote Jason X. Okay.
We'll give you credits. It'll be great. David Handman edited it, who, I don't know who that is. I looked him up. But he was actually edited for Wes Craven before.
Oh.
Which is probably, I think David Handman and James Isaac are kind of the reasons why I liked this film.
But wait, wait. What for Wes Craven? Because if we're talking like Wishmaster, what are we talking? Is that what we're talking?
Wishmaster.
Okay, yeah.
But and see, Carnival of Souls. And, and Jason Part 9.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Oh. David Handman, the truth comes out.
I wasn't going to mention that. I was just going to say, he worked with Wes Craven and move on.
That's what David Hangman says, too. Okay.
So, yeah. Well, I think that it had a pretty good crew. It's just the cast really tanked it. I mean, you got Candyman. Great. Good job. But without a hook, Candyman's nobody. You know what I mean?
He's just a guy who's really strong. He's just a big guy with a suit. So... All right, well, we'll see. I think we're done with the crap now, and we're looking forward to better versions in the future.
I think so.
We're looking next is Freddy vs. Jason, which I'm very excited to rewatch.
It kind of feels like we're on the other side, so all we got to look forward to is milk and honey.
Exactly. Exactly. And we'll see you there.